Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday, and welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to be talking about bullying. Of course, everyone knows that bullies are everywhere. Sometimes people, kids especially, have to deal with them in school, some of their friends outside of school. You never know where you will find a bully. So today we're going to be talking about what a bully is. We're going to talk about why do people bully and how to handle bullies. There's also a couple of links that we're going to give you so that you can go on and look at some information about bullying. And parents, this is not just for the kids, this is also for you. We want you to sit down and talk to your kids about bullying. Let them know that they can come to you and talk to you about whatever is going on and whatever is their enduring during school. Kids nowadays seem to be a little quiet and don't want to tell the parents because it might make the bully even madder or make the bully worse. My opinion on that is, you don't say nothing, we can't stop it. That's just my opinion. I'm a parent myself, along with Stephanie and Tiffy. We talk to our kids constantly, and if there's something that we need to handle, we are urged to do so. That's that mother instinct.
I agree. But also, too, adults get bullied just as much as kids get bullied. That's true. We have to explain that to our children as well.
Well, and sometimes I know sometimes the kids don't want to say anything because they're trying to make friends with that person. Or my youngest, for example, is being teased about his weight on the bus. Yours is sticking up for him. But he's telling me that it hasn't happened in a long time. Yours tells me it just happened. So he's trying to, because the bus driver, instead of getting on to the other kids and punishing them, moved mine to the front of the bus.
So basically, it's on his fence.
Well, yeah, but it, you know, moved one to, you know, to cut the problem out instead of moving three or four. And, you know, it's just too much trouble. And I get that, but he doesn't understand it. You know, for him, he's the one being punished.
Well, and not only can a child be bullied by another child, a child can be bullied by an adult.
Oh, yes. Teachers.
School bus drivers.
Parents.
Administrators, their own parents. Parents of friends. You know, it's not just, there is no classic role to bullying.
Right.
So you're hearing us talk about this word bullying. So Stephanie, we go over the definition. Let's talk about what is a bully.
Someone that puts you down, someone that is trying to keep you down, someone that is making fun of you for something, that is all bullying.
Yeah. So what is the difference between the bullying and joking around with your friends? Because, you know, you have kids, and our kids do it with each other. Mm-hmm. And we do what we call
The put down.
Yeah, but and the difference to me is we're friends.
We're friends.
And you know how hard it is,
how it's put.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The tone.
Yeah.
Tone puts a lot of it in it. And my kids are having trouble understanding this. When they say something smart alecky to me, and I say, don't you take that tone with me? Well, I didn't have a tone.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you did. The tone of how you say things is a big part of how things are taken.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a nasty tone, then it can be taken out of context. It can be taken out of context. And laughing, if you laugh certain ways, it can be taken out of context.
It's all in the way it's presented.
Right.
And whether you guys are friends or, you know, close friends or acquaintances or you've never met before.
Right.
And that is pretty much what a bully is. This is something that kids need to know. What is a bully? What is when to speak up? When to come and talk to your parents? When to come and talk to your teachers? So knowing the difference between a bully and joking around with your friends, those are two different things.
And sometimes, though, the joking around with your friends can go too far.
That's true.
Or it can be taken the wrong way.
It can be taken the wrong way because of the tone. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
So you have to be really careful with that context as well. So sometimes,
especially
you know,
nowadays when everybody gets buffered over everything that comes out of your mouth, right?
Right, right. So
it can be offended.
Yeah. And that anything that you would take offense to can be taken in as a bully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're being bullied. But I would say my personal opinion is if I offend you, pull me aside and tell me. I don't mean to bully anyone. And I never have bullied anyone. I always will. I mean, now, I'm not going to say I don't get upset with people. But it's pull me aside, talk to me, and let me know that I offended you in a way that you felt bullied or threatened. You know what I'm saying? So that's me, because I don't have that. I don't feel like I have that threatening approach.
I don't give someone one time in fifth grade.
Ooh.
He kept, shame on you.
No. He kept picking on my little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Called him all kinds of names, mm-hmm. and I kept telling him to knock it off, knock it off, knock it off. I told his mother. She didn't do anything. I told my mother. She told his mother. They still didn't do anything. So he did it again, and I told him to pick on somebody his own size. He said, who? I said, me. Whack! he never did it again.
Right.
And I don't recommend violence. I'm not generally a violent person.
Like the support society do not condone violence.
No. We don't.
This little
squirt just would not stop. And my little brother was tiny back then. He's huge now. He's like 6'4".
Because he's taking up for your family.
I was taking up for my little brother.
Right.
You know, and the only way I didn't have the time to get, you know, him to knock it off.
Right.
Was to knock him off.
So now that we've distinguished what a bully is, let's talk about why do people bully. We have a special guest that just walked in, Miss Lainey.
Hi, Lainey.
Hi.
So I want to make sure we recognize her.
Hi, everyone in the, I don't know, the podcast world.
So we're going to talk about why do people bully. I think you.
I know exactly why people bully.
So,
and I feel like the reason why people bully and that a lot of people bully in ways that they don't even realize they're being a bully.
Right.
When you're a child,
mm-hmm.
a teenager, or an adult.
Right.
Bullying comes from fear and insecurity.
That's true. That is
really and true. Whether you are a bully yourself,
mm-hmm.
and I'm guilty of bullying,
mm-hmm.
I am. I did it yesterday. I owe you an apology. A bully is someone who takes their fear and their insecurity
mm-hmm.
and the things that maybe they've gone through,
yeah.
and they're just being judgmental and they're defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And even as adults, I think we do it. As moms, whether you're a mom that has a child that has been a victim of bullying,
mm-hmm.
And how you handle that.
That's true.
How you handle that situation.
Mm-hmm.
As a bully, I know as a mom, if my child is being bullied, I can go just absolutely insane and crazy.
Yep. That's crazy that the kids say we go 0 to 100.
They're crazy. Yes, zebra to crazy in 5.06 seconds.
Yeah, right. 6.1 seconds.
If you are a child that is a bully, and I know that there are a lot of kids and teens out there, whether you're, you know, a child that's maybe bigger, and I'm not just talking about physical bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying is when you are, I think the definition of being a bully is being so defensive mm-hmm. that you are trying to push your beliefs or your, if you're trying to bring people into your way of thinking, and it can be bullying.
Mm-hmm.
For my own personal example, I will tell you, I mean, I'm a mom,
mm-hmm.
But I'm a mom of special needs adopted children,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also a former foster mother, so I've had 32 children.
Mm-hmm.
Special needs children, adopted mom of three of them, and children that, and I've dealt with children with special needs and children that come from difficult backgrounds, and I've had kids in my home that maybe have had issues with drugs, or they've had issues with insecurity, mm-hmm. or they've been bullied, and they come from very different and hard backgrounds. And I think what's really missing and the why of bullying mm-hmm. is that it boils down to the words fear and insecurity.
Yeah.
And I think the how you solve the bullying issue, whether you're a mom, you are a bully, you have been bullied in your past, has to just, it boils down to grace. We're just missing grace because we're all human
mm-hmm.
and we all make mistakes, and just being vulnerable is a really difficult thing.
Right. I think part of your list should be ignorance.
Yeah, I think so. You know,
cultural differences. You've got the special needs kids that
yeah.
well, they don't know their special needs.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, so in a grocery store, right? The parents are like, why don't you control your child?
Right.
But they don't know that that child has special needs. Or, you know, and I'm the first to say, if I've seen a kid, like, taking things off the shelves and not, mm-hmm. like, you're not supposed to be touching that.
Right.
If the mother won't say something, I do. And I'm, and I am.
I know.
I'm
are you a bully?
I guess. I'm a bully. But I don't, I, you know, you should, I mean, you should say something to your kids. And in a grocery store, and yeah, I probably am. If the mother won't say something, I do. But I had a neighbor that had a special need, and he came to my door and he asked about my son playing. And when I said he couldn't play till later, he had a complete meltdown. And his parents said it, said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." I said, "Just tell me what I'm dealing with, so that I know.
Right.
I've worked with special needs kids. I can tell there's a problem. Tell me what it is." You know, so I love special needs kids. Love them. I always have a special place. Like you.
I am
a foster mother.
But here's the thing, I know, and that's crazy, and that's what I'm saying, is like, if we could get to a point in our society where we could offer empathy
and compassion
rather than sympathy, mm-hmm. because there's just such a difference. And teaching someone to be empathetic. Here's the thing. When I say that I have special needs kids, everyone, and I was a foster parent, people would say, "Oh, wow, you know, thank you for doing that. Oh, you must be a special person." And I always say, no. You know what? I got more from my kids than they got from me. I may have provided them with shelter or diapers or
clothes and
security,
right?
Whatever, but I just think what's missing and how we solve the bullying problem is just to be able to recognize in our own selves that we, I don't care who you are and what you're doing. You can be 4 years old, you can be 40 years old, you can be 104. And that is just, we're all human. And when we get to the point, I am feeling like enormously blessed that we are in a time and hour world in our society that we can have conversations like this. Mm-hmm. We can say, we can talk about the differences between black and white,
right,
and special needs and not,
mm-hmm,
and smart and challenged, and
right,
we can actually have these conversations. How blessed are we that we live in a country,
uh-huh,
that we can actually even sit here and do this kind of podcast.
Right.
And I think what's missing is growth, and people don't realize that you have to be vulnerable. You have to say, and I'll give you a personal example. I have one of my children, and I'm not going to call his name,
mm-hmm,
but one of my children was brought to us, or to me, just by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And his abortion date had already been set. I personally can't have children. But just to a friend of a friend, one day I got a phone call that said, hey, I have a friend that goes to school with that has a sister that has an abortion, is pregnant, has an abortion set for Friday, and said she wouldn't go through with it if we could find a family, you know, to take the baby. Which is kind of awesome, you know, we should have a baby.
Absolutely awesome, you know,
and I had no idea what I was doing, and I will tell you, as a mom, I'm thinking, okay, well, I was a really good mom before I ever had kids. Well, that kid, I was great. I just knew exactly how I was going to do it, and I was very, very, very opinionated. And I'm still very, very, very opinionated. But that little baby that now is mine, completely mine, he is 14 years old, about to be 15. And he is also 6'8" and 240 pounds.
Oh, my word. That's a
big baby. Well, you know, the thing about the kids, he is special needs only because he has a rare genetic disorder,
mm-hmm,
that is a long, drawn-out thing called Ehlers-Danlos type 3 with hypermobility with emerging market syndrome, which is a big old mouthful. But basically, he is a gentle giant. He is a great, big, giant kid. His last bone density test tells us he's going to be well over 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And, but to me, my child, you would never know it because his most precious thing in the world is our 3-pound teacup poodle.
Oh,
and he just has just a great, gentle, wonderful heart.
Mm-hmm.
But this sweet baby that is special needs because of his size was very much bullied in pre-K.
Oh,
I would go and pick him up in pre-K. He was the youngest boy in the class, but I would go pick him up. And every day for the first semester,
mm-hmm,
I would pick my child up, and he suffered a black eye.
Oh, yeah.
He was like big in his hair.
Oh,
he was hit. He was punched. And at 4 years old, 4.5 years old, in pre-K, he was, I'll pick him up, and he was potty trained for, you know, years, but he wet his pants. He was just hurt, and he was hurt, even though he was big.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he still is big, you know, he hurt to the core,
mm-hmm,
over ugliness,
right,
and non-acceptance.
Right.
And I think that in our society and how we solve the problem is just the boy that was bullying my child, his name was Xavier, and I'm just going to leave it at that. It was Xavier, and it's been, you know, 14 years, so it's fine. But Xavier, how I solved the problem as a mom, mm-hmm, of a child that was being bullied,
mm-hmm,
is that my son at the time was really crazy about and I got together with Xavier's mom, who was different than I am, and I realized that she was just at a different place in her life. And Xavier just really loved Thomas the Train also. And was just vulnerable and feeling a little jealous because my 4.5-year-old was, you know, carrying a Thomas the Train backpack. And had Thomas the Train lined up in
And
had Thomas the Train
that little green bug in
the And then how I solved the problem is that I encouraged my son at 4.5 years old. Okay, well, here's the Savior. And let's just, it's Christmas. And let's invite the Savior over to the house. And we played Thomas the Train bingo.
Okay.
And we bought Thomas the Train game and a Thomas the Train teacher for Xavier. And that kind of solved the problem.
Right.
And so, I think I'm just a problem solver.
Yeah. And that's what, as parents, that's what we have to do. We have to figure out how to, what do you call it? Let the bully see it from our point of view. We'll find something that we have a common interest in. And there's different ways that we can solve those problems. And Lainey shared her story of how she solved her problem with the bully that was bullying her son. But let's get back to why the basic reasons of why people bully. We said self-esteem.
Cultural
differences.
And ignorance. Cultural difference.
They could have social issues.
Yeah.
Family issues. Their family may be going through some things and they just feel like they have to act out
and
they can act.
Well, and you never know. Xavier could be that. I mean, his father could have been judgmental.
No,
I'm not saying he was.
No,
In another situation, you know, something similar, it could be that the father is saying these things.
Right.
He could be saying these things,
mm-hmm.
and the son is just repeating them. Or he is just following the footsteps of his parent. You know, it's not always the child. Sometimes they emulate someone that they, you know, and if their parent had said, oh, that kid is not normal, then he could be following that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So
and I also think that as
that
adults, that we've given the opportunity to lead. And just in that situation with the Xavier of it all, because it's been a lot of years, I don't mind saying that. The father absolutely could have said that, but it could have been the father's vulnerability. In our particular situation, it wasn't my child's special needs that he was going for. It was jealousy of the promise to try.
Right. But
that
it could be jealousy.
It could have been, and you were exactly right.
Yeah.
Our
because
society lacks
compassion.
Compassion, empathy, and I think it's great.
Greed is, and we, I think, play into it. Greed, you know, when our kids are given whatever they want, and somebody else has something that they don't have, you know, and then they get that, oh my God, I gotta have that greed envy, you know, it can cause the same things, and then they act out, you know, according, they act out to that person as a bully instead of, you know.
What is sad to me, I think, and what is lost in our world that we're living in, and especially I have a real heart for children. But I have a real heart for the kids that are going through their teenage years. You know, maybe they're just at the beginning of 12 years old and hormones are raging, or it's such a difficult time. Being a person in this world.
It's a tough time
in our society. It's a tough time for whatever age you are. And I don't think that kids today realize that it's tough for everybody. There are, like, serious bullying issues that go on, and you have kids that are committing suicide.
Right.
Kids that are dropping out of school.
You put all the cyber stuff in there now, because now they're being bullied on via text. They're being bullied via
Facebook and Instagram and kids.
But let me ask you a question. How are we as parents to notice when our kids are, because all kids don't come and talk to parents. We have to come and talk to the kids.
Right.
And how do we recognize those signs? What are some of the changes that we can detect as parents, and we can look for as parents, to know what's going on with our children?
Children will sit on the face, smile, and then mom, dad, I got it, I can handle it.
Well, from personal experience, we had one of our 15-year-old family members commit suicide. On my youngest birthday, he hung himself because he had that fake smile. I can handle it. I can deal with it. I'm fine. In hindsight, he wasn't fine.
Mm-hmm.
He figured and thought that the only way out of it, the only way to handle it and deal with it, was to give himself leave.
Mm-hmm.
That was his thought process. You know?
And then we don't want our kids to make up those excuses of, or put the statement out there that they can handle it when there are real issues going on and not talk to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid's making up reasons why they don't need to go to school, that's number one indicator. And know the difference of I'm trying to get out of the pit to
right.
being bullied.
And I've had enough and I need to go home.
Right.
Well, I can say from my own personal experience, and things that I've learned
mm-hmm.
is that I have to, as a parent
mm-hmm.
of a lot of different wide variety of kids, because
mm-hmm.
I've had kids that are headed to boot camp because they have done drugs and they've been in trouble, and then
right.
I've had kids on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, I have to tell my kids, I have to let them see my vulnerability,
right.
And what I mean by that is, like, I can't always be, like, the disciplinarian.
Right.
I think my best advice for parents is you can't, if you feel a need for concern,
right.
You know, you're the mama, you're the daddy, you feel it. You feel it in your gut. You know that when your child is in crisis
mm-hmm.
and they can put on a happy face,
here's a good test.
You know it.
Here's a good quiz. Is your child often making excuses not to go to school? Mm-hmm. Are they often angry, sad, depressed, withdrawn, or full of self-loathing? Child ever emotionally erratic? Does your child or injure by a particular person or group of people? Is your child frequently picked on in the presence of others? And does your child often have his or her belongings missing, stolen, or taken? So if any of this stuff is happening, there might be a chance that your kid is being, that your child is being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your child is a victim of bullying, it's a good idea to sit down and go over a list of do's and don'ts to help them, you know, stay safe. So we're going to post this online. You don't want them to get into a physical fight or retaliate or insult. We don't want to ignore this either. So I think on our Facebook page, I'm going to post this quiz, and I'm going to post things that you should talk to your kid about doing and don't, you know, do's and don'ts.
Right.
And then just make sure that your child knows that your communication is open. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? You know, you have to have open communication with your kids.
And we can talk to them about bullying, and so that you can sit down and talk to your kids and make them understand that you're there to protect them.
Yeah.
And you're doing it for them.
Right.
It's not that they're in trouble. They're not going to get in trouble. We're doing it.
Right. So we may need to do a second segment on this.
I think eventually.
We can do it. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us and have a great day.